3070 Collective with True Love, and they're supporting Grievous Bodily Harm in their gig as well. You can check out the Perthfest website to find out more about that. If you are going to any amazing gigs, please let me know what you're going to see. Maybe I'll see you at one of them. It is a very, very busy time of year and a very joyful time of year. You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. It's the show where we talk about all things arts and culture in WA. We're now talking about a new documentary film that is coming out. It's called The Grey Line. It is a production from Life Films, which is dedicated to telling the stories of everyday people. One of those everyday people is Helen. Helen is someone who was brought up by a middle-class family in the suburbs of Perth and believed she was their biological daughter until the age of 14. She was, in fact, part of the stolen generation. She is the feature of this documentary. She's in the studio with her daughter, Kaya Wills, and Amy Nitti Smith, who plays the younger version of her in the documentary. Welcome, everyone.
Morning.
So, Helen, I'm referring to you as just Helen, like, you know, a one-name person, because you have several last names to choose from. You're like, which surname should I choose? Which one am I going to go through? And that's part of the legacy that you have as part of the Stolen Generation.
Yeah, that's right, Beck. It's quite confusing. And we have a bit of a laugh, like I shared with you, you know. You wonder why I've got personality disorders. I'm Helen, Dwyer, Thomas now, but I've been had other few names so along the way with marriages, but that's a whole nother new life, Beck.
We'll save the marriages conversation for after. Yes. Very, very interested. I want to know, like, are you the Elizabeth Taylor of Perth?
I certainly am. My family call me that, love, and I own it.
So this documentary is about your life and about your kind of coming to an understanding of who you are and experience and these experiences that you've had as part of the Stolen Generation and as part of someone who doesn't always feel like she's part of either the Indigenous community in Perth or the white community in Perth.
That's basically been my struggle, Beck. That's where the grey line come from, because most of my life I've just walked that line. I can tippy-toe into both sides, but there's no sense of belonging. I actually don't belong. I just sort of float along. And, it was quite a shock to realise, you know, it's only now that you realise assimilation, what did it really mean to me? You know, not knowing, and we have beautiful parents. All my siblings that they adopted were from all over WA, so colour wasn't in our family. So no one asked, why are you lighter or why are they darker? We were just the Dwyer mob that lived in Carlisle, and we were very well known, very well known.
So, I'm sure there are people listening who are like, the Dwyer mob, Carlisle. It's interesting because often visual artists will use grey tones for skin tones in their painting as a way of challenging these ideas of race and colour. But for you, it's more of a in-between space.
Yeah, it is an in-between space, and I've always had a deep sense of loss and a huge hole inside that I just didn't know how to fill, still unable to fill. Identity, I lost my identity, my language, and of course Mum and Dad that reared me up when they sort of left this earth, it was basically on my own. And then I decided, you know, well, I'm going black. Went back to meet my mob and took my baby here with me and her brother. And, that was another whole story of learning that side of the... which was really difficult because I'd lost the connection, and being 8th of 14 children, seeing my brothers and sisters that I never knew, and that was just, it was overwhelming actually. I don't know, the hurt and pain that my biological parents went through, I didn't understand a lot about it. I actually went to uni, and my minor was Aboriginal Studies, and that's where I learnt the history of what happened to my mob.
Which is, you know, you're learning about your history through a white institution.
Yes, exactly. That's how I learnt. Mm.
So, you know, I guess for the people that started this policy, I'm sure Mr. Neville would have been like, well, Helen's a success story. She's assimilated. She's got great white parents. Like, she's, you know, we've done it. We've achieved what we're setting out to do. But what you're describing is not a life that has been complete with a knowledge of who you are. What I find interesting about this, when we talk about like the pain that you've been through and the distress that you've felt at not knowing your own culture, is that the redress scheme did not include you. It did not include people like you.
No, I think that was the biggest shock, Beck, is actually filling in and thinking, okay, I'm going to be acknowledged, and filling in for redress, and they sent me a thing back to say, no, you don't fit the criteria. And it's only now, as I've got older and more educated, of course we didn't, because the government set up redress. They put a limit on the how much money they were going to give everyone. And it was also for the kids that were in institutions. There was no mention of us kids on the grey line that were actually assimilated. We blended in. I mean, it makes me sick sometimes, because some of the things were like, you breed us out, you know. And then, but I only ever really knew Wadjila boys, you know, the white boys, my kids. And I thought, I didn't do that. You know what?
Speaking of Wadjila boys, you have your daughter here, the from one of your many marriages. So excited to hear more about this. Kaya, you are the producer of this documentary, or one of the producers on this documentary. How did the story come about? How did you kind of get in touch with the film company?
It was very organic, if I can use that word. I actually met with a gentleman about something unrelated. His name is Chris DiMarchi, and I was meeting him about a website, actually, and I shared with him Mum's story, and he actually started crying. And he left after the coffee and made a phone call straight away to the lovely Ian Hale, and said to Ian, you need to meet this person. Got a wonderful story to share with you about her mother. And from there, Ian introduced me to Scott. And that's how it blossomed. And they've been nothing but amazing and supportive in this whole process.
We are talking about a new film called The Grey Line. It's a documentary that has come from Life Films. And we have Kaya Wills, Amy Nitti-Smith and Helen in the studio talking about their experience of making this documentary. Kaya, what was it like to kind of see this process unfold of your mother telling her story, but also having some of those stories recreated?
It's been amazing. Obviously, the process has probably been 2 years, in all honesty. That coffee happened a really long time ago. A lot of stuff has happened in that 2 years. Everything was done with such care, and I guess I knew that it was, Mum used the word healing previously, I knew for her that just being able to talk about it was healing for her. There was no judgment, there was no anger, no one expected anything from Mum. So I think just to see the final product and know that Mum can tell her story, it is her story, no one can tell her how she feels and what she should say. It's a genuine thing, and that's how she feels. So please don't discredit that and say that she's not worthy of sharing that if that's how she feels.
Which is so validating, like just having that permission to say, hey, this is
Well, I had to tell my mum, you know, she had her thoughts of, oh, am I going to offend this person? I don't want this person to get upset. And I had to tell mum, this is your story. Mm. No one can tell your story but you.
And that's part of the kind of emotional whirlpool that's that was created by the situation that your mother was put in that there's a pressure to be grateful, a pressure.
Like, she was told that, you know, she spoke of redress, but she was told, you went to a nice family, get over it, which I think is just terrible. Yes, she did have a beautiful family and she had a very good upbringing, but she lost her identity and her culture and her sense of belong. And I think that needs to be acknowledged.
What kind of flow-on impacts has that had for you when it comes to your life and your work?
Yeah, I mean, intergenerational trauma is a thing. It's not just a word that people throw about. It's there. We need to talk about it. You know, Mum and I were talking in the car, and I am very good at getting on with things. Mum kind of says that to me. I don't carry things through, but I've seen the struggle. I've been a part of all the stories that Mum's talking about. And as a young child, you know, even for me to be put in a different culture, and it's something that's not really discussed, and we've not talked about it in the film, but there was domestic violence and there was alcoholism, and a lot of those things were going on within the household. So it has affected myself, and I've got three children of my own, and I am super protective of them. Don't bring anything around me. Don't do nothing to my children. I will get in your face, for lack of a better word, for radio.
I can see you trying to find the radio phrase. Do you think that you and your mum are closer now? Has it, like...
We've always been really close. I have to say, I never wanted to leave Mum's side through any of this. As a young child, I was always by Mum's side. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure she was okay. I've always been really protective of Mum, even watching her go through stuff that she shouldn't have gone through. I've wanted to be there, and I've never wanted Mum to be alone. So I guess sharing this with Mum, it's been nice. It has brought us closer together, but we didn't need that further connection. It's just something that has always been there, and this has just been a really nice journey to share with Mum.
It's a product of that bond. Helen, I can't even look at you right now. You're all tearing up and you're going to make me emotional.
Don't look at me.
I'm going to talk to Amy, who plays the younger version of Helen in the documentary. Mm-hmm. You've recreated some scenes from Helen's life, and that's kind of been a really interesting experience for you as well as an actor to portray someone who's still living and right there next to you.
Yeah. This documentary, it's the first time I've, as an actor in both theatre and film, it's the first time I've played someone that's real, you know, kind of like, you know, of course it's on a small scale, you know, how you see actors play famous people like Princess Diana or the Queen, you know, like, wow. So this was my first time playing someone who's real.
Helen is my Princess Diana,
absolutely, yes. She's my queen then. first time for me. I mean, my theatre background is like children's theatre. I've done that for years and years. So I've played kangaroos, emus, spiders, like stuff like that, and little bits of film. So this, it was... Number one, I'm just an absolute privilege and an honour. And the scenes, because there's no speaking roles, but they're stylized, you know, because it helps support her interview when Helen's interview.
Like true crime recreation.
Yeah, kind of like that, but way cooler. way better. Yeah, not so much today, tonight, you know, it's way up. But and that's thanks to Lorden Peacock, who's our cinema our cameraman and editor and stuff. He's great. I think it's turned out really good, but for me it's a privilege and an honor to have been a part of her story.
So how can we as an audience see this story?
We've got a screening this Sunday, the 19th, as part of the WA Film Festival. We are sold out, so that is amazing. And as an extension of that, because that was so well received, we've carried on with some more screenings. So we're doing the 5th of March at Luna. They've been nice enough to accommodate us there. And then Ian Hale, who has Backlot, we've got additional screenings there as well. So if you do jump online to thegreyline.com or the all the links are on there to purchase tickets.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this documentary. It sounds so special, and it's been an absolute delight meeting you.
Thank you so much for having us, Beck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beck.
That was Kaya, Amy and Helen talking about the Grey Line.